The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Let's talk about the projector.
Yes.
In Beach Road, our very own art house cinema is excited to introduce a new alternative cinema and social experience. That's what they're calling it. It's a pop-up experience around taking over disused and underused spaces. Let's get more details on that right now. Prashant Somasundaram, the general manager at The Projector, is with us to talk to us. Hey, Prashant, good morning. Great to have you on the show again.
Good morning, Glenn and Neil. How are you?
Good morning. Before we get stuck into your wonderful new Projector X project, is Paddington 2 the best movie ever made?
To be frank, I can't comment because I've not watched it. I'm just wondering who did all these 100% reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. which audience is actually using that?
So, it is a genuinely great movie. I have to say that objectively. It's not Citizen Kane, but it is a great
Citizen
movie.
Over Citizen Kane? I mean, okay, anyway. All right, let's move on. Hey, let's talk about the Projector X, Prashant. Tell us about it.
No, I mean, as you know, in Golden Mile, we're restricted by capacity. We're now at about 50% capacity allowed. So what we have been looking for is to find added capacity around, particularly on weekends, because we still have demand for our films. So what we did was we actually started looking for spaces that are underutilized, and we discovered this abandoned disco on top of Riverside Point in Clarke Quay, which actually in the 90s was built as a cinema, Studio City Cinema in the 90s, and at some point the National Museum also used it in 2003 to 2006. But since then, I mean, the last... its last iteration was a girly disco where they had, sashes and tiaras and all this. And when we first went into this space, everything was just left behind, like, half-done drinks. It was like they had the last party and never came back.
And just walked out the door.
Astonishing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So for us, it was a bit of walking into a film set almost. So what we did was we tried to see what, aspects of the space that we could reuse. We cleared out some things, but we also left some elements intact. So actually, if you come to this space at Riverside Point on the top floor at level 4, you actually can walk through the spaces and discover old elements that we've just kept as is, including the changing room of the artists and like the office and all that. We kept it, and then we repurposed the dance hall into a cinema hall, a 48-seater socially distanced cinema hall. So it's already pair seating. And then we have a beautiful, beautiful bar that overlooks Clarke Quay and Singapore River, and the Singapore skyline. So it's quite a pleasant, if you're not coming to watch a movie, you can just come for a drink and hang out and spend some time at the bar.
And Prashant, what kind of movie fare, if you like, will you be offering? Will it be an extension of the projector? Will it be the films that you literally cannot squeeze into the projector through lack of space? Will you show the same movies at both venues? What's your plan for it?
It's going to be a mix of everything. Definitely the extension of what we're doing. In fact, we have a whole slate of Oscar films that, recently got awards. And so we've added screen. In fact, our first screening that we opened with yesterday was a sold-out screening of Nomadland. But then, there's some other films which we're doing specifically for that space. The way we've done it is to kind of recreate the disco and KTV kind of history of that space. And so... last night we also had this sold-out screening of Forever Fever, directed by Glenn Gwee. Yeah. So that was a 98 film, and you get to see all our actors from Adrian Pang to Pam Wee in their infancy, I would say. So it was it was a great, throwback for everybody who attended. So we'll be doing some of these stuff, a lot of music related. So the unique thing about this space is because it's such a short-term lease, we only have it until end of next year before You know, the landlord has plans to potentially redevelop the building.
Oh, wow.
So for us, yeah, we're using headphones, so like silent disco or silent cinema headphones for the movie experience. So it's a big screen experience, but then you use Bluetooth headphones that we provide.
I like that.
That's interesting.
I really like that idea, Prussia.
Really interesting.
So let me just clarify. Everyone in the cinema will have Bluetooth headphones. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, that's
brilliant. Which we provide. So,
that is absolutely fantastic, because one of the reasons I am not you, but slightly falling out of love with cinema, if I'm being honest,
right.
It is the people around me. The phones, the noise, it's driving. And I leave it one or two, and then the third one, I'm the guy who has to say something, and then it gets awkward. And so this Bluetooth headphones, that is a brilliant idea. It's the future.
We're talking to Prashant Somasundaram, General Manager at The Projector, announcing the new Projector X at Riverside, a new extension, a pop-up movie theater experience until the next year sometime at the top floor of Riverside Point, an old abandoned Chinese disco and dance, girly dance club. I just think that's hilarious. Have you kept you mentioned you saved some of the elements that were there. Have you kept the furnishings at all, or what do the chairs look like? Do they look more like the movie theater chairs, or?
Yeah, so in the cinema, in the cinema hall on the sides, you have what used to be the VIP booths of this disco. So it's fairly large booths, but we are only selling it as pairs. So if you actually pick the end seats, you get this entire almost 8-person kind of booth all to yourself.
Oh, that's cool.
So we've kept that, and then the middle section is all cinema seats that we upcycled from a cinema that was renovating. So it is actually more comfortable seats than what we have for the Golden Mile, not the 1970s kind of seats. They're slightly better. They have cup holders. They have side tables for you. It's a pretty, more comfortable, more leg room since it's all socially distanced already. It's a pretty fun experience. What we found yesterday was people were hanging out after the movie in that space, and we had to, start to clear them out for the next screening. But people seem to enjoy the space beyond just watching the movie on the big screen.
Prashant, we've said this before on this show, but I certainly admire your audacity. In the last year or so, COVID has had a huge impact on the cinema industry and the arts industries generally, lest we forget. But you have been so innovative from day one with your online streaming movies, socially distancing. You got involved straight away. You didn't rest on your laurels. And now you're opening up a second cinema at a time when, let's face it, cinema chains around the world, frankly, are not stopping moaning about their situation. But you're pushing forward, you're pushing ahead. I mean, what were the risks involved? Was this something from a financial point of view you had to really sit up and think, can we do this financially? Can we make it work? I'm sure there must have been some long sleepless nights in the planning of this.
Well, the sleepless nights are continuing. We just got into the start line now. it's a long road, but it was a bit of, survival also for us. It's quite important. I mean, at Golden Mile, we have 50% capacity with almost 100% rent. We need to find new revenue streams, and the Projector Plus was one initiative that we did. We're getting pretty good response from that, and we're trying to discover new audiences for that. And I think for us, the next step was there are opportunities now with, spaces, with people not renewing leases in spaces. And for us was, how to do this, but in a sustainable manner. So we didn't, go in, whitewash the space. And, you asked about the furniture earlier, and we actually did reuse some of the furniture that we found. We got friends who donated couches and all this for the bar.
Yeah.
We came in on weekends with friends and family to help paint. Everything was done, as a community in a way. So we went in with a shoestring budget. And people feel committed to it, and they're coming in and they're supporting that. In fact, our entire weekend screenings are all sold out at 48 seats per hall, which is encouraging. So for us, it's something that, now it's about sustaining it in the long term.
Yeah.
But definitely it was a financial risk, but we were very measured in how we did it. It was a lot of, recycling, upcycling, getting donations of, furniture and all that to make it work.
We're talking with Prashant Somasundaram, the general manager at The Projector, and now The Projector X, which is in Riverside Point in Robertson Quay. It's very interesting because that that area, of course, that location is fantastic. So many, there's so much foot traffic down there, and people live down there. So from a certain perspective, it's probably a better location than Beach Road in terms of foot traffic and people down there. So I would imagine you're going to be busy a lot with this new cinema that you have down there. When you look at the schedule of movies that you'll have, will you be playing more than one a night, or how will it go? In terms of how many people, or will it start in the afternoon like a regular cinema does? How does that happen?
Yeah, so we're more or less mirroring what we've done in Golden Mile. So on weekdays, we'll be having two screenings, usually around 5:30 and 8:30. And on weekends, we'll have three screenings, which are usually around 2, 5, and 8. So that's generally what we're doing. But we're also going in measured. So we are starting only with just Wednesdays to Sundays. We're going to see how demand picks up, and if we need to extend hours on Mondays and Tuesdays, we'll do that. But, you know, labor costs and everything is quite an important consideration also. So we're going in with just a shorter 5-day operation kind of thing, and then scaling up if there is demand, which we hope there would be.
Oh, nice. And one of wonderful advantages that you have, you mentioned the Oscar season that you have now and for the next couple of weeks. Because of the erratic scheduling of movies in the last year or so, many Singaporeans wouldn't have even had access to these Oscar winners.
Yeah.
You do. So maybe you want to tell us, what are some of the Oscar films that you've got on show now?
Pretty much everything that won an award we have. definitely. I mean, the usual suspects like Nomadland, Minari, that's doing quite well.
Oh, great. Yeah.
What's important for us is actually we pursued some films that would not have come to Singapore otherwise.
Of course.
That being Sound of Metal with Riz Ahmed, which it won Best Sound and also Best Film Editing. So this is something that's also interesting for Riverside Point, where at the headphones, the best sound design aspects will actually come through quite well.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
It's completely won me over. And Riz Ahmed's movie is about a drummer. He plays a drummer. He's one of my favourite young British actors, has been for some time. And he's a drummer who's increasingly going deaf, I believe. I haven't seen it yet, everybody has talked about the sound design of this movie. Can't wait to see that.
Hey, we got lots of people chiming in here, and I got to mention my brother and his friend Doc are listening live from Bourbon Street in New Orleans right now.
How cool.
Their mobile device. So hi, Greg. Hi, Doc. How are you guys doing? Great to have you with us.
And you guys
on Facebook Live.
You guys, hello, guys, from New Orleans. And you can stream Prashant's movies.
And you can stream
from
the projector movies as well. But LL Tan is asking, is the projector tying up with MDA at Riverside to excite or partner with the media community at all? Is there any government involvement in this, Prashant, or are you guys doing it on your own?
No, we're pretty much doing it on our own. The government approvals were more like the bureaucracy that we need to deal with in terms of licensing everything, and also zoning the space as a cinema. But, you know, all that was done. But otherwise, no, it's a private venture, so that we have as much liberty as we can with programming.
Yeah.
But we, you know, it's a private venture, but with very strong community support. So it's not so much the government, but more our audiences and other arts groups and everything. Like last night, Glenn Gwee was there also to introduce his film.
Nice.
And the theater community was there also. So, you know, it's a bit more of a grassroots kind of organization rather than a government-supported initiative.
I love Forever Fever. I actually bought Forever Fever on DVD in Australia. Can you believe that? I love that film.
And Neil alluded to it a bit earlier, it's so amazing to talk to you. Now, we've had you on a number of times in this past year, but we had you on first about a year ago or so during the circuit breaker here, and it's so heartening to see that you have really, really kept going, kept moving forward.
Absolutely.
At a time that has just been so devastating for many in the arts community. So our hats off to you, and we certainly look forward to going down to the Projector X in Riverside Point and checking that out. That just looks fantastic.
And just finally, where can people book movies?
The projector.sg.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. Just as easy as that.
Now you just need to select Golden Mile Tower or Riverside Point. So that's a big step for us. It's the first time ever having you choose two locations on a website.
He's building an empire. He's building an
projector empire.
It's a Star Wars weekend, and we've got the Prashant Empire.
Indeed. Oh, the Empire Strikes Back.
Brilliant.
All right, Prashant Somasundaram from The Projector. Thanks so much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.